I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And now the difference between barbecue and grilling.
Yep. It is time for us to learn something, Raven.
All right.
Stanna and Raven, how many times do you go to a barbecue and you think you know everything? You don't. Because if you're saying you're going to a barbecue,
okay,
you're probably wrong.
Okay.
Most likely you're going to a picnic or you will grill. Because a barbecue is a noun. And you know what a barbecue means? It means that you're going to be smoking something. A barbecue means smoke. So usually, right,
insert
when you're
jokes
cooking
about
something,
my neighborhood here.
Okay. Just inappropriate, Raven.
Right.
When you're going to a barbecue,
right,
you're thinking about hamburgers, hot dogs, things that you throw on the grill.
But it's would it actually different. Be like a pig, right? That would be
yes.
something more like that.
There needs to be actual smoking. And when you're cooking something and you're barbecuing it, it only cooks between 200 and 250 degrees, and it takes hours. So think about when you go to a true barbecue place, you're talking about like
right.
the smoked ribs, and you're talking about like the pork butt and the
mm-hmm.
chicken that's been smoked and all
oh,
that.
Oh, I like the burnt ends. Give me that brisket.
Yeah, but when you're actually going to a picnic, which is what you're probably going to,
right,
you're
going to
grill. Because 90% of American homes have grills. And that what that means is you're using a high heat, 400 degrees and up, and the food on that grill will be there for less than 15 minutes.
I mean, God bless America, right? Where
yep.
we live in a place where we can deliver high heat to hamburgers that we can put in our mouth immediately after that.
Right.
I feel so good.
See, so many things that we're learning. Also, what you need to know is that if you call it a barbecue grill,
right.
then everybody hates you because that doesn't even make sense.
That seems harsh.
Well, that's what
I read. The person who wrote this article
was very...
Definitely feels that way.
Right. It's not a barbecue. You're going to a picnic where
right.
most likely you will grill. Unless you have cool friends that actually have like those Traeger smokers. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah,
PC
but I ain't
Richard
got that.
And Son has those and those are awesome.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
They're wonderful pieces of machinery, but
mm-hmm.
I really don't have the patience and I'm not the guy who can get the charcoal right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that.
You got to get like the wood chips and all that.
I know. I need grilling for dummies.
Here's
barbecuing for dummies. That's what I'm sorry.
Right, barbecuing for dummies. See
right.
how much you're learning here?
No, thank you.
Also, a lot of times when the word comes up, barbecue.
Okay.
What barbecue stems from is a word called barbacoa.
Okay.
Barbacoa, Spanish.
It is a Spanish word. One more time.
Barbacoa. Spanish.
That's
say
where it comes
it like
from.
That. The Butter next time you're inviting people over your house for hamburgers
would you
or
like,
pig, excuse me.
Would you like to come to my
barbacoa?
Barbacoa.
Wait a minute. How come she said that with an English accent? I like the first one better,
okay,
where they
on.
Kind of rolled the letters.
Would you like to come to my
barbacoa?
Oh, yeah. That's
yes.
so much better.
Yeah.
That is so much better.